So what were the key findings from this accreditation report?
Well, they found that of the more than 300 accreditation standards, there were 24 that the Central Adelaide Local Health Network didn't meet. Royal Adelaide Hospital is obviously the major hospital in Central Adelaide, but the other hospital there is QH. There were particularly concerning were seven core issues. These are critical safety and quality standards, which if they're not met, the hospital wouldn't be able to be accredited. In terms of the seven core issues, five of them were identified as moderate risk. Perhaps I could sort of highlight the themes within the core issues. So there's seven issues, but there were what I would suggest is three core themes. The first was clinical risk and quality. You might recall that following the chemotherapy dosing scandal in 2016, there was a report issued by SA Health on clinical governance, as they call it, and what the accreditation found is that even in spite of the work that had been done, and there has been good work done, there was still a lack of understanding of risk and quality and how to manage them. In terms of medication, the accreditors are concerned that whilst it's normal practice to review your medication safety regime every couple of years, Carlin hadn't updated theirs for 5 years. And there was also particular concern about discharge information when patients leave hospital, making sure that they've got clear information about their medication and their, if you like, future healthcare, particularly so that the receiving clinician, whether that's a GP or a specialist, can provide their post-hospital care.
Well, these issues dealing with patient care and understanding, is that sort of why they weren't flagged earlier with the new RAR?
I think it'd be fair to say that some of these issues predate the move to the new RAR. And significantly, the hospital accreditation process, which is what we're talking about here, is not so much about the physical infrastructure, it's about the way that clinicians and patients interact, how the care is delivered within the hospital. So, for example, some of the issues the NRAs had in terms of power and food aren't picked up by this sort of review.
I have it on good authority that the EPAS system, which is a digital patient record database that's been implemented in hospitals around South Australia, is going to be launched at the new RAR on April 10. Well, this is the plan of the Labor government, but given the system's unpopularity and issues at other hospitals, such as the Queen Elizabeth outage in 2016, is the rollout going to continue as scheduled on that day?
That's something that we're actively reviewing here, and it's actually, in a way, it's flagged in the accreditation report that you first raised. In the accreditation report, in the context of the reforms that were needed post the chemotherapy dosing scandal, they were saying that the reforms had perhaps hadn't progressed as quickly as they should have, or as quickly as people had hoped, because there was just so much change happening. So November 2016, the clinical, if you want to call it, the clinical safety review was released. The hospital moved in September. And so what the report highlights is that perhaps one of the reasons that impeded the implementation of those changes was the shift to the new RAR, and actually mentioned the electronic record system, which is EPAS, and the fact that that was another wave of change on what the units have already endured. So that's something that the government will need to look at.
Because, I mean, patient care and understanding is critical in following the recommendations of the report and introducing a system that further removes nurses and doctors from the patient. How would that help fix these issues?
The IT actually can help engage patients. It's just got to make sure that the IT is enabling rather than unnecessarily bureaucratic, unnecessarily consuming of the clinician time. But you're right. A consistent theme that we're getting, whether it's the Royal Adelaide or at other hospitals, is the concerns of clinicians that the time that they're taking to manage EPAS is actually taking away from the time that they're able to engage the patient. And that's not just an issue in relation to the next rollout. It relates to the operation of EPAS right across South Australia.
I'm speaking with South Australian Health Minister Stephen Wade about the new Royal Adelaide Hospital accreditation report and necessary changes needed at the facility. Another issue in the headlines at the moment have been a recent discussion of overcrowding at the facility, which is grievances have been raised by major figures in medical associations. I believe The article I read mentioned Bernadette Mulholland of the...
I think probably the two key professional bodies that have been expressing concern, particularly yesterday, was the South Australian Salaried Medical Officers Association, who where their lead spokesperson is Bernadette Mulholland, but also the Australasian College of Emergency Medicine, the clinicians who work in our EDs. Both of those bodies have highlighted significant concerns about safety in the hospital, and I think it'd be fair to I think it's important to say that the management of the hospital does recognise there are problems. So for example, the mental health ward, because of problems with the duress alarm inside the hospital, isn't able to open the 10 beds that are designed for the most acute mental health patients. So in Ms. Mulholland's occupational health and safety report, when she was talking about mental health patients needing to wait for up to 2 weeks in general inpatient beds waiting for admission into the mental health ward, that a significant factor in that delay of transfer is because the mental health ward isn't operating at full capacity.
Will you be sitting down to speak with representatives of these organisations?
Oh, indeed. I'm meeting with SASMOA next week, yesterday I met with the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation. I'm very keen to engage representative bodies. After all, we as a Liberal Party believe that one of the key factors in the Labor government's failure to deliver on health was then their lack of engagement of clinicians, both at the grassroots level, but also the representative bodies.
Coming back to the recommendations of the accreditation report, what areas will the Liberal government focus on improving first?
Well, let's put it this way. They've all got to be done. All of the seven criticals have got to be done by the 3rd of June. The seven critical issues are issues which the assessors, the accreditors, under the accreditation framework, cannot give an accreditation unless all of those issues are met. I've been given an assurance from SA Health that they are confident that all seven will be met by the time they need to submit their report. They're not expecting to submit their response to the findings early. In other words, they'll need time to take action to assure the assessors that these issues are being addressed. But in relation to the seven, I'm receiving regular updates, weekly updates on progress. It's very important that we make sure that the Royal Adelaide Hospital and other hospitals in the network is delivering the best possible care, and our participation in these accreditation processes are an important part of getting internal oversight of maintaining safety and quality.
Are you confident that all these recommendations will be actioned by June 3rd?
Well, the critical ones. The other 24 are called developmental actions, and if you like, it's not... the assessors don't insist that all of them are dealt with by the 3rd of June. So the other 24 will be a work in progress, and that's part of our continuous improvement in terms of quality and safety. But I've been given an assurance by SA Health that the core issues will be addressed, and that action plan is available.
Thank you very much for speaking to us this morning, Minister.
No, thanks, Tom.